Good Friday morning, everybody. Welcome to our Community Corner. Well, coming up tomorrow night will be the second appearance of some wonderful artists here in Webster City that's presenting a special program in the garden, you might say garden party, right next to the Elks Building, downtown Webster City. It's my pleasure speaking with Dave Parrott, along with Eric Hansen from the Webster City Day OK Jazz Project. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, glad to have you here this morning. So this is an exciting program for Webster City. Just got started early this year.
Yeah. Well, we started practicing back in the latter part of August, and that's when we realized that, hey, you know, we've got something that we can really do, we can really chomp our teeth into, and it just has slowly, in a sense, snowballed, I guess is a good way to put it.
Yeah, it's grown exponentially since we started, for sure.
To where we've got a lot of music underneath our belts, and we put on a couple of concerts, and now our big idea with the Webster City Garden Party starts tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned Little started back nearly a year ago in August. So what's the name behind the Day OK Jazz Project?
What's in a name? Well, obviously we're a jazz band, and the music that we concentrate on is from the American Songbook. So, you know, think Bing Crosby, think Etta Fitzgerald, Ella James, all those, Louis Armstrong, all that music from the crooner era, and then some, and we'll get into that. But that's what we started concentrating on, is to bring that era of music kind of back into the forefront, because it's kind of been missing, and there's a lot of people, both young and old, that really like that style of music.
Certainly, far cry from what we have today for music.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we wanted to be
more than two chords.
Yeah, we wanted to be something different and unique.
Yeah. So we had just finished up doing the music for the Little Shop of Horrors at the WCCT.
Yeah.
And I was over at Eric's house, and Eric and I, we musicians kind of go through a type of a withdrawal. Yeah. Kind of, we mourn when it's something that we really, really enjoy doing, making music over and over and over again, and trying to improve ourselves and give entertainment factor to the audience on a level that they weren't expecting. When that all just disappears, we kind of start to mourn. So I was over at Eric's house, and we were mourning.
Feeling all sad about this.
We were. Yeah. We were really sad. It was are we going to do now?
We didn't want to stop playing. You know, we wanted to continue playing. We just didn't have a vessel to play at yet.
And Eric, I remember Eric says, dude, we should like maybe put together a small jazz band or something like that. And it was one of those, ding, because I've been in more jazz bands. I played in more jazz bands than you can shake a stick at. Because I play trumpet, and my word! And I said, Eric, I have thousands and thousands and thousands of pieces of music.
Perfect.
And that's exactly what he said, and it just slowly blossomed from there. But of course, it was one of those. Well, who do we get to? Eric does drums. I do trumpet. So who's going to be the bass?
Well, of course, Captain Kirk Greenlee.
Captain Kirk Greenlee.
And he's down in Des Moines, I believe, right?
No, that's his brother.
He's here in town. Okay, yeah. One time, I believe.
So that was bass. Yep. And so it was right there. It was like, well, there's a trio between a bass and drum and horn. We could actually do something. But who do we get to play keys? That one was a little bit more difficult. Mm-hmm. But who's going to be our lead singer?
Amelia
Oliver, who had just got done playing the lead of Little Shop of Horrors, Audrey. And she was stunning. She was one of those,
great job.
That's a natural. We have to. And
even she was like, well, I still kind of want to keep singing. I want to stay in shape. I'm like, I have an idea.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So there was that. And then my wife, who is a flute player, is also a pretty darn good piano player. And she's the one that begrudgingly at first like, I don't like playing jazz. Like, you know what, sweetheart, you can do this. And now she's into it, and she is our keyboardist. So that made five, and we first day that we got together just to see if we could get something to work, we all got together and played, and it wasn't gelling until we got to the song Girl from Ipanema.
Bum bum bum.
Yeah,
bum bum bum.
Exactly. That's it.
That was a big tune back in 1964 by a lady that had, the name escapes me.
Yeah.
All of a sudden they came out.
She made it hyper famous from Brazil. Yeah, yes. Brazilian. And when that song started and Amelia started to play or sing, everything gelled. And by the time we got to the end of it, I'm even thinking about it now. I'm getting goosebumps. When here we go. We emote that way. We get goosebumps.
Frisian.
Yeah.
It's Frisian for you.
When we got done with it, we all
everything
went silent and we looked at each other and went,
"Yes. That's it.
That just happened.
That's it.
That just happened." And we knew we had something.
And we've been hammering on it ever since.
Ever since.
And you had your first concert early this year.
That was
our first public WCCT.
Concert. Yep. Yep, that was a wonderful little one-hour concert. It was kind of an introduction for, hey, here we are, Day OK Jazz Project. Hopefully you like what we're doing, and it was accepted very well. But it was also to do a – we felt that we wanted to appreciate WCCT.
Yeah.
And we wanted to – you know, it's like, you know what, you guys give a lot of love to this community. You gave a lot of love to us. We wouldn't exist right now if it wasn't for you guys reaching out to us and creating the band and sound and singing. So we want to give some of that back. Can we do a fundraiser for you? So we did a fundraiser for them and as a little introductory concert.
Yeah, and that space has always intrigued me musically because it's – such an incredibly intimate space and the acoustics in there are phenomenal. And it's like, man, it'd be really nice someday to actually play a set in there. And finally to play an actual set in there was amazing.
And there was overwhelming support for the work by all five of you.
Yes. Yep. And we raised over $1,600 for them in 1 hour. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, this is kind of cool.
Again, we're talking with Dave Perrin along with Eric Hansen from the Day OK Jazz Project as they get set for their concert tomorrow evening in Webster City. So, guys, what we can expect tomorrow night?
So tomorrow night is not, as you just said, a concert. It's not a concert. And I'm so glad that you said that. So I'm not like, Pat, how dare you call it a concert? No. So it's not, this is going to sound really odd. The band does not want to be the center of attention. We don't want it to be a concert. We want this to be a community coming together to be a community again. We want to.
Yes.
We are going to provide, Eric, what do you call it?
Yeah, we're going to create the atmosphere.
There you go.
We're going to create the mood and the setting and the ambiance. Mm-hmm. And that in itself serves to the people and to the band itself so that it's not just us just playing music for music's sake. It's for something bigger, which is the fellowship of that space.
There it is.
And the fellowship of the musicians and the people in there.
We want to hear, we want to play music and hear people laughing and chattering and having a good time coming together again.
Yeah. In a beautiful space.
In a beautiful space. We have spent a lot of money on our new sound system. We have spent a whole lot of money on lights. There's going to be thousands of lights in there that Eric and I have to put up.
Yeah.
That takes a while.
It sure does.
Yeah, a lot of lights. It's going to be really special, but the band is there to help provide an ambiance. It is not a concert. We don't want we don't necessarily want people to sit there and face us, listen to the song. Song is over. Wait for the next song. Listen to the song. Song is over. But we don't want that.
There'll be tables there if you want to, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, so if you want to do that, that's fine. We want you to basically face, the audience faces themselves and talks. Bring a picnic. Bring a picnic basket with some food and drinks and have a wonderful time out in a very special space.
This is the first time that Webster City has done something like this, guys. And do you know of any other town that has a similar group, what Okay, Jazz Project.
Well, the 515 Jazz Project from Fort Dodge. There's a couple other bands that their name escapes me that are old band directors and some musicians from Fort Dodge that do things at the Banshell Park and some of the wineries and things like that that I think are tremendous, but not as a quintet and not as something so softly spoken and intimate as what it is that we do. Uh-huh. So this is slightly different channel of jazz and music that I think people are looking forward to.
Sounds cool. And there's some different selections, I'm sure. Maybe the girl from Ipanema will be
It's going to show up.
That's
yeah.
going to be there tomorrow night. I figured it would there, Dave.
I think she's going to be in every concert oh, we ever do because 100%. She's the one that got us going. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. So tomorrow night, you'll hear Girl from Ipanema for sure.
And what's so funny is that when you play stuff like this that's been dormant for so long, just the sheer expression and a surprise on people's faces and ears when they hear these things back and out in live music settings again, it's awesome.
Yes, it's so neat to see their faces when they are hearing a song that they may have not have heard now for 60 some odd years. Mm-hmm. And they hear that song again, and you can almost hear their heart break.
Yeah.
From enjoyment. It's like, oh my gosh, I haven't heard that song in such a long time. It was one of my favorite songs when I was younger. And the stories and the memories and the happiness that we get to watch take place from our audience is endearing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So you'll hear that tomorrow night. Now, this, as I say, is the first of these special programs there right next to the Elks yes. building. And you'll be having concerts throughout the summer.
Yes. So every second and fourth Saturday, we're going to be down there. And it starts at 7 o'clock. It goes till 10. What's a real drag is that it doesn't get dark until after 9. So come after right. 9 if you want to see all the lights. Mm-hmm. It's so funny. We may change the time just so that we have a little bit more time in the dark. Because
that's
when the magic is.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
So, yeah, every second and fourth Saturday, 7 o'clock. Is when we go.
So the next one after tomorrow night would be on June the 27th.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. then they'll be on...
Weather pending.
Yeah, weather right pending. Now it's weather pending.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, it won't be weather pending because if it does start to rain or looks like it's going to threaten to rain, then we'll just move into the Elks building. Wildcat has already asked us, look, when that happens, can you guys set up over here? I was like, sure, twist my arm. So, mm-hmm. And they're just not ready to open yet. But they're getting close.
That's good, because I know the Darcy Swan and those yes. involved, the Lift WC group, yes. they've done a marvelous job in raising
tremendous,
all the funds and all the people
yes.
improving that building.
Yeah, it's, Jake Pulis has had done an extra special favor for us by getting some outdoor boxes put onto that space so that we can facilitate a lot of our electricity needs and lighting needs for out there. And I think it's nice because they can see the vision of the fellowship and the music, and they can see the vision down the road with the integration and the collaboration between the band, the musicians, the Wildcat Distillery, and the Elks building for sure.
One of the things that we are really hoping happens, Pat, is that people will say, instead of saying, hey, let's go to Ames and get something to eat, or let's go to Fort Dodge and get something, or let's go all the way down to Des Moines and get something to eat and have a nice time, go see a show. We want them every second, fourth Sunday, say, or Saturday, they'll mm-hmm. say, oh, hey, that's tonight. Yep. Let's stay in town.
Yeah.
Let's get a bite to eat and then go down to the garden and hang out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That.
We hope.
Oh.
Yep.
We want
some
that.
Choices here in Webster City to do that.
Yeah. Webster City is a great little town, and I love it. As you know, I'm from Southern California, and it's the best thing that's ever happened to me was moving here. And I kind of want to give that love back. It's transformed my life out here. It's amazing.
You and I were talking off air, it's a whole different world out there.
It is, in California. It's like a mass humanity bomb went off.
Yes.
It's an explosion of people and cars.
A lot of people, hate to say it, leaving the state.
Yes, there are a lot of people. Yeah.
But they're happy, like you are, in a place like Webster City.
Yes.
Great blessing.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Great blessings.
Yeah. Indeed. So when summer wraps up, guys, what's going to happen next?
We'll transition into obviously the expectation of some Christmas opportunities around town. Christmas concerts. We have a couple of them in mind, and a couple of different spaces in mind, as well as probably some other jazz things too. Haven't really nailed all those down yet. Those are kind of fluid in motion yet still, but that is without a doubt we'll continue to play.
The WCCT. After we got done with the concert, and Loween, Ann Blankenship and Loween Getter came to us and said, look, would you guys be interested in doing more of those small concerts like that? Because we're trying to go in kind of a new direction. They're going to, of course, always do the theatrical stuff, musicals and one acts and plays and all that. But they would also like to utilize that space for music.
And so would we.
And so would we.
There you go.
You know? So, that's coming.
So we got a holiday program coming up in December, but and we do some maybe some fall concerts.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Once it's a little cooler out there.
Oh, yes.
It's funny. We talk about this. The garden party is going to go through summer. But, you know, if it's still pretty nice in September and early October, we'll still be out there.
Oh, absolutely.
We'll just keep doing them until it's like, okay, guys, it's too cold. We're not doing this.
Right.
And guess what? Then we go inside.
Yep.
We'll go into the Elks building and be there probably every second or fourth Saturday.
And at this point, we have no official date as to when the Elks building will open up because
no official date yet.
Some final things to take care of.
Yes.
And once we find out, I'm sure from Darcy Swan, on what will be happening, when the opening will be.
Yes.
Yep.
In fact, Darcy Swan is going to be at tomorrow night's garden party.
Yes.
Oh,
there's going to be some pretty special things happening tomorrow night.
Oh,
if you guys want to come for the music, great. Come for the atmosphere, great. And the community get together. But a couple of really neat things are going to happen.
Towards the front end, around 7 o'clock.
Yeah, around 7 o'clock, 7:30. It's going to be pretty special.
It should be. So, again, come one, come all to come here the Day OK Jazz Project and their concert tomorrow night starting at 7 p.m. at the Garden right next to the Elks Building downtown Webster City with some wonderful selections. Again, we want to stress it is not a concert. It's kind of a maybe an experience, I guess.
There you go. It's
opportunity for fellowship.
Do we dare say the word romantic? It's going to be romantic.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you'll be in for music of the evening with the Great American Songbook, as what you said, David. Louis Armstrong.
Yeah, so many. There's tens of thousands of songs that we have at our fingertips that we get to. Plus, you want to tell them maybe a little bit about some of them?
There are some twists. Mm-hmm. We dove into that pool of the classics, and it is vast and endless. Uh-huh. And there was just it was an accident. I ended up finding a song that's a modern song that has been modernized and then bossa nova'd kinda. And it is pretty fabulous. And we have some opportunities to present some current songs that are in the jazz idiom.
In the style of
jazz.
Of not only jazz, but our style. We've taken them and turned them into something that we're happy with as musicians. And it's like, wow.
Yeah.
They're going to be a little surprised by that.
I'm sure they will.
Some variety.
A little bit of variety. Yeah.
Something for everybody.
So something for everybody. That's all happening tomorrow evening, starting at 7. That's in the garden next to the Elks Building, downtown Webster City, for the first of the summertime performances featuring the Day OK Jazz Project.
That's us.
In Webster City. So we urge everyone to come join the fun. The best thing about it is absolutely free.
Free.
Yep, free to the public.
Yep. Come and go as you please. Mm-hmm. Stay for the whole thing. Stay for 10 minutes. It's up to you.
All right. Dave and Eric, have we left anything out here?
My brain.
No, that's good. It's wonderful. Yeah.
Well, glad to give the promotion for this great program coming
Thank
up
you.
Tomorrow night in Webster City.
We're excited.
Yep, I know you are. Dave Parent, Eric Hansen, thanks for coming out today.
Thank you
so much,
Absolutely.
Pat.
Time now, 8:48. This is KQWC.
If you have unfiled taxes...